report from the Kowloon Chunhua at Kwai Ching Task Force. Becky, unfortunately, is overseas and has asked me to present the report in her absence. Again, just quickly moving through the report, long discussion about Lei Yu Mun, and obviously Lei Yu Mun is an important project for Hong Kong, and Tourism Commission are doing their best, I think it's fair to say, to come up with a scheme which will enhance the offer both from a local and a tourist perspective. As you see in the notes here, lots of discussion about the detail, picking up Peter's point. We have blue tiles, we had tropical fish, we a whole range of things which quite frankly didn't seem to fit. Anyway, TC has gone away and are coming back with, we hope, more information. West Kowloon, we had a good dialogue with the new CEO of West Kowloon and his team, and we seem to establish already a dialogue with them, and we put to them that we would be very happy as the commission to help them with the design, indeed ultimately perhaps the management of the waterfront of West Kowloon, because obviously they've got many other things to focus on. We had a long discussion about Yau Tong, largely provoked by a single application where the proponent has agreed and is willing to set back the building and create a 30-metre setback so that it would be accessible to the public. But this provoked a major discussion about Yau Tong and particularly land-water interface, how we could maximise on the use of that bay in the long term. And one of the concerns that was voiced then is that and I know the task force is going to go back to this, is that the planning brief, apparently, which has been prepared by the planning department, doesn't address the future of the water, if you like, or what's going to happen within the bay. And I think the feeling of the task force was that we needed an integrated, holistic approach, both to the land and the water situation at the Yau Tong. So that's an ongoing discussion, and I think we'll probably ask the planning department to come and brief us on where they are. Kwun Tong, the Hung Hom freight pier, again, long term, this has huge potential, I think, as a public-private collaboration opportunity. But unfortunately, MTR do need it for purpose of the Sha Tin link. Well, first of all, the Kwun Tong line, and then ultimately the Sha Tin link, and as you see in the note here, the prospect is that we won't get our hands on it, if you like, or it won't become accessible to the public until 2019. One of the things we suggested to MTR was that from a PR point of view, we ought already to be developing, if you like, at least some conceptual ideas of how the pier and the barging facility might be used as a public facility in the longer term, because they're obviously going to have a PR exercise on their hands, if you like, explain why they need to use it until 2019. And that essentially is the report from Kowloon. Members have any comments? Any of the other members wish to comment? Mrs. Lam, please.
Can I just make a comment before I excuse myself? Well, the NOCSA meeting referred to Yau Tong Bay and questioned why the planning brief has not included the use of the Yau Tong Bay. The simple answer is I'm not sure that we have a policy on marina development in Hong Kong, and that's why lately I have taken a view that since if there is no particular ownership for marina development in Hong Kong, then perhaps I will entrust this commission to look at it, because as you see, the task force terms of reference does include marine use. And from time to time, there are people, whether from the marina industry or from private developers who happen to have a waterfront site, came to me suggesting that it's such a great pity that a place like Hong Kong do not have more provision for this, because boat business also brings in a lot of job creation, vibrancy, and so on. So this is really a new area. I look forward to your advice on how we can take it forward. And I think we have recently been approached by the, coincidentally this was only, by the Marina Industry Association, who wanted a meeting with somebody in government. So we have suggested perhaps you can meet with us and we can then bring in the Harbourfront Commission to look at the overall provision, particularly vis-a-vis our neighboring cities where we have this this wonderful heritage of a lot of the water and islands and so on. But this is very, very new to us, or in fact to the government, and we have to handle it with care, because after all, if people relate marina development to something only for the rich private clubs, so and there's a little bit of PR problem. But I certainly believe that there is the other side to it, that it helps create jobs and revitalize some of the older areas that happen to have a harbourfront. So we look to your to you for your advice on that. But let us do some fact finding and meet with some industry people first. I'm sure Roger can also help us with that, from the marine safety and the suitability of our waters and so on.
Well, Roger, Director Marine and I was meeting the other night when we were having our air event by the marine industry about this very point. Yeah, but we'll gladly take it on. Any other comments just before the secretary goes, or can we let her go?
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Right, please.
Yes, Chairman. Chairman, actually, on the issue of the water surface along the waterfront, actually, I've made the same point during the Kitech Task Force a few years ago about the potential integration in terms of planning of the use of the water surface as well as the waterfront, particularly in Kitech. You look at the approach channel, and all the water surfaces in inland, more or less some sort of it would have a very, very good potential to form some sort of inner harbour, even though we can't make it on in central. I think if we can, now if the commission can actually redefine, expand the terms of reference to consider how this planning can be integrated in between the land and the water, certainly without the contravention of the Harbour Protection Ordinance. I think it should be part of our scope to look at all these interfaces. Otherwise, it's difficult for us to draw a line right at the shoreline. I think it should better be defined in terms of reference so that we can have a better sort of concept when looking at all these potentials, not only on Yau Tong.
No.
Thank you.
Andy, I agree, and I mean clearly the secretary's placed the ball firmly in our court. So I think it is part of our responsibility. I think land water interface is something we should be looking at. I think we need probably to look at it holistically, in the round. And I'm not keen, if you like, to set up too many different groups. But I suspect that land water interface is probably an area where we need a separate task force, which looks at the harbour as a whole. And then the geographical task forces can refer to it. Again, open-minded, but it's something we must pick up. Yeah, sure. Please. Mrs. Brook, thank you.
Chairman, just to say that as Harbour Business Forum, our current ongoing research is a marine study into the interface between land and water uses in Hong Kong. I mean, obviously this is only the HBF study and the HBF view, but we are very willing and very happy to bring this to the Commission when it's ready. It would help generate discussion, I'm sure, and may help us take things forward.
Very good. Done some of my homework for us. Good, thank you. Please.
Chairman, I think when we are when we are exploring the management model for harbourfront in the last 2 years, we have already incorporated this idea that we should manage not just to the land along the harbourfront, but also the waterfront as well. So I think that's already there. It's not something we should bring it out for discussion. I think we don't need to discuss. We should manage the harbourfront in a holistic way, where land meets water. I think that's more intuitive.
Thank you. Please.
Chairman, my final question, anyway. I'm with the task force on this Yau Tong Bay, and I was on the circulations message sent out by one of the members, Mr. Paul Zimmerman, and he proposed not even the Yau Tong project. It should be the old marine usage in the Victoria Harbour be looked at by this commission's and he was requesting the agreement of the task force to bring in. Surely, I think it's obvious, any member can bring in agenda for this commission to decide. It's not only he doesn't really need the task force agreement to move their motions. Now, with that background, I presume this commission will look at all this progress report on the three task forces. But so far, the minutes, the reported cover is too brief for the commissions to really look into the depth. And like Eric just say, there's been a lot of time being looking into locations of the ventilation building, which from an engineering point of view is dictated by the portal. The location of portal dictate the location of ventilation building, and it's straightforward. So, but I wasn't, as an engineer, I wasn't involved in task force. But I would like to share all the expertise. In fact, I have earlier questions on the PPC. I'm really looking for accountants or financial to help the engineers to go through it. So I was looking for how we could bring into discussion the three task force effectively for the commissions for deliberations.
Okay. Well, inevitably, these reports are a summary, if you like, of what was discussed. I mean, of course, the minutes are available on the website. All the papers that are presented at each of the task forces are available on the website. So to the extent members have interest to find out what's happening on other task forces other than the one that they're involved with, the information is there. I know it means going in and delving and pulling it out, but it is all there. And the engineering report, for instance, that accompanied the discussion on the ventilation building, that's all on the website. So, yes, I know it's a bit of a chore, but the information is there if people have interest. So I think we are providing you with as much as is necessary, if you like, so that you can participate at all levels. This of necessity is a summary. Has to be a summary, just for today anyway. Yeah. Please, Roger.
I just had a comment on the points that were made about the land water interface, which is a very interesting and a very important issue. And I think all along we've always said, you know, that the vibrancy of the harbour and how that interacts or how the public can interact with it is a very important issue, you know, for this commission. And for that reason, in fact, you know, we've invited the chairman of the commission to address the Port Operations Committee. I think a very good starting point is the Yau Tong Bay concept, and also the discussions that have been ongoing with the Kai Tak River to make it useful for sporting activities. And again, you know, that's why I'm here in a way, is to be able to address some of this. Perhaps I'm not nitpicking, but when you say about management of the water, I think, you know, we should be talking about the usage of the water. Yes, that's fine, but I think the management at the end of the day is a legal issue, and there's a number of agencies that are dealing with that. But once the decision as to what should be going on there is made, then of course the management would follow that. So I think that would be the principle I understand that you would be looking at. Just to clarify on that. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Any other comments? Good, all right. Vincent, as chair.
Thank you, Chairman. I would like to, you know, I would like to talk about how members will be given information, because I understand that there are a lot of things happening along the harbor front, and now that we have subdivided into three task groups. And I think one thing that used to be helpful when I was chairing the Harbor Plan Review Subcommittee is that in the Harbor Plan Enhancement Committee earlier, is that the task force is provided with an inventory. You know, I think that is very important. I think that inventory that we used to have need to be restructured into the three, accordingly geographically into the three task group. They could be made available to each task group, so that task group member can actually trace first exactly know how the harbor front are subdivided into different land use, who is owning that piece of land, whether there is any short term tenancy, what is the long term use, is there any planning submission submitted. what is the planning parameters. I think those are information that has already been available.
Mm-hmm.
So I would suggest that inventory be passed on to the Harbourfront Commission and task force member so the task force member can have a overview about what's happening on the Harbourfront. Thank you, Chairman.
I think it's a very good suggestion, and it was a very good working tool, wasn't it, when we were members of the HEC. And again, that could be put on the website so people can access it. And people can have, if you like, a set of all three, or they can just have those relating to their own task force if they want. I think it's a very good idea. Maisie, all right? Can you manage that? Okay, thank you. Please.
Just a supplement. Well, apart from papers, there's a lot during the deliberation of the task force. Certainly, some remarks could be very enlightening, very innovative. I propose the chairman to write a few words on whatever big pickups to share amongst the other three task forces. Because apart from progress, there must be some very meaningful deliberation behind. Thank you, Chair.
Good idea. All right. Anything else people like to raise? Good. All right. Winston, please.
Could I very quickly make a fundamental point? I've been involved with the drafting of the ordinance, and the 7 court cases were taken against the government in the past 10 years. And this is the perhaps summary of what we need to do. It's our legal duty to protect the harbour as a harbour. I mean, you can use it for many, many different purposes, but this is the first priority. We have lost half the harbour, and according to the Court of Final Appeal, we are protecting only what is left of the harbour. So it becomes a very precious resource. We're not going to do something to the harbour that says it's a good idea. That's not good enough. In law, we've got to protect the harbour as a harbour. Secondly, the harbour front. I think the first priority, again, is very clear. You put on the harbour front what has got to be on the harbour front. Not housing, not offices, not shopping malls, but piers, walls, mooring, whatever needs to be there. That must be the first priority. Everything else comes second. And finally, we have to make use of the harbour as a very precious natural resource. We cannot say, this is a good idea. It's only a little bit here, a little bit there. So we call it eating by a worm. In Chinese, 长食. You lose it. Every part, every district of Hong Kong, we say, oh, well, we reclaim this bit for a park. It's a great idea. We reclaim this bit for a dog. It's a great idea for a dog park. And so it's not possible. You have to demonstrate, and I think Director Marine must help us. You have to be able to say to us, there's nowhere else. For example, I love the idea of having an inner harbour for smaller vessels. But you have to tell us, there is nowhere else. We can't put it in the eastern part of Hong Kong, the very beautiful Toluo Harbour and so on. So you've got to tell us, it's got to be here, nowhere else. So the standard has got to be very, very high. Not because of my opinion, but this is what is legally required. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Right, I think we ought to move on now, if you agree.